Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Patrice. May I have your name?
Yes, it's Martha Boston.
Hey, Ms. Boston, let me get your account pulled. Let me get the account pulled up. All right, may I have your zip code?
19810. I shouldn't have an account. You sent me some pills and I sent them back and the bank is still charging me for them. I told you I didn't want it before it was sent out, and it was sent out anyway. And so I refused to accept the package and said return to sender. And now the bank's charging me $59.89 for them.
Okay, may I have you? What was your zip code again?
19810.
810, thank you. And your name?
Martha Boston.
Martha Boston. Okay, Ms. Boston, let me take a look here.
Do you see they were sent back?
Well, we don't accept products back. You would have needed to call to cancel.
I did. I called and I told them, and I emailed and I said I didn't order this stuff. I don't know how it got ordered. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
I didn't open the box. I just put return to sender and returned it. So you should have gotten it right back. I never opened it. The day they sent it, I sent an email saying don't send this. I don't know how this got ordered. I don't know what this stuff is. Somebody got my credit card and ordered a bunch of stuff, and this was one of the things.
Okay, I'm looking now. This is our Bite Hubs app. So this was from a contest entry from June. I don't have another charge for you. That was the only one from June.
I know. It wasn't just that. It was something like keto stuff. I don't know. They bought somehow that whoever got my credit card ordered a bunch of other stuff besides your company. I don't know what that was about, but we've been trying to get it sorted out. I sent this stuff back. I never opened the package. Did you have a record of it coming back?
No, ma'am. We won't have any record of it because we don't accept products back.
Even if it's never been opened.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Can you credit my account back with this stuff? I didn't buy it. I don't know who bought it. I don't know why it came on my account. Do you know what I mean? Somebody got my credit card and put a bunch of charges, and this was one of them. And I don't know what it is or why it's there or anything.
So have you talked with you've already talked with your bank about the charge?
I talked with my bank, and they just said they're going to leave the charge on because I don't know.
So what I can do is get you to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want to make you aware that we take credit card fraud seriously, very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who placed this order without, without your knowledge.
How would they be able to tell?
Well, there are ways, but that's why we do an investigation. But I can get you connected to the credit card fraud team. To our fraud team.
But then do I have to give them my credit card number? Or just
possibly, yes, ma'am.
Well, you can try. I don't want to give out the number because I'm afraid somebody will. Well, actually, that card was canceled because of the fraud. So I don't.
Right.
Maybe they could figure it out.
Because the only charge I see was from June.
June 6th. Somebody sent me an email saying they're sending this stuff. And I immediately went online and wrote back on the email saying, don't send it, I didn't order it. And the next couple days it showed up, and I put refused and just left it in the mailbox, and they took it back.
Okay, so with that being said, you would definitely need to speak to the fraud team.
Okay. I what is this stuff anyway? I don't even know what it is. Is it
This
like
is a
diet
meal
pills or something?
app. As far as the other products, I can't tell you what those were. You said they were keto, so those were keto gummies or something like that.
I don't know.
Which
I don't know what it was. Keto, something with keto stuff, but yeah, I don't know what it was. That stuff we've been dealing with anyway. But this stuff, it was still on our credit card. This was a contest that cost $59 to enter a contest.
No, it was a contest entry, and then the $59 is for the meal app.
Okay. A meal app.
Yes.
You know, like you, it, what does it do? It gives you meals, it gives you
It helps you,
recipes.
yeah, stuff like that. Yes, ma'am.
And what was the contest about?
I'm not sure what the contest was that was entered.
Okay.
All right, allow me one moment. Let me get your information sent over, and then I'll get you connected to someone in the fraud department.
Okay.